time our chat with Sarah Rusbach. She's an accredited grey area drinking expert. Sarah, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Doing very good. Now, Sarah, I'm sure I'm not the only person that needs to ask you, what is grey area drinking?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot. And it's quite a new term, particularly in Australia.
Yeah.
It's something that's been used more and more in the UK and in America, but just starting to come over here as a term that I guess really describes a person's drinking when they are not at either end of the scale. So if you think about a scale of 1 to 10 where it comes to someone's drinking, 1 might be someone who very rarely thinks about drinking, maybe has a glass of champagne at a wedding to toast the bride and groom, and other than that, they just don't really drink much. They don't think about alcohol.
Yeah.
At the other end of the scale, you've got a number 10. So that's someone who has become physically dependent on alcohol and would need to have medical intervention and to stop drinking. Otherwise, they would be very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got those two ends, but what's in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
And what grey area drinking is probably someone who is around that 5 to 8 on that scale. So someone who is drinking in some way dysfunctionally, who is craving alcohol as a tool to help with stress or anxiety or overwhelm or any of those kind of emotions, but they know that it's having a negative impact on their life in some way, but they're still craving it and they still want to have it, even though they know that it's not helping them, but they find it really hard to stop. And that's grey area drinking, which is probably a lot of people. Certainly what I'm finding is it's definitely the case.
Yeah. So no doubt you're very busy. You'd see a lot of people approaching you for help.
Absolutely, because I work with mostly women and more men as well now, all over Australia and all over the world. I've got clients in the States, in the UK, in Southeast Asia, all over Australia, New Zealand. Because what we're finding is that if you don't identify as being an alcoholic and you don't identify as having that level of dependency, but you still have some kind of dependency and you still have a dysfunctional relationship with alcohol, there's very few places that offer the support to give you the tools to be able to change that relationship.
Lockdown last year, we saw some alarming statistics when it came to alcohol drinking consumption in Australia, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And it did increase. And the interesting thing is that we found that it increased more for women than it did for men. So some of the statistics, and I think it's probably a lot higher than this, but the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has reported that there was an 18% increase in the amount that women were drinking versus a 10.8% increase for men.
Wow. Any reasons why that was the case?
I think, personally, and from the women that I've worked with, I think that when it has come to lockdown, a lot of the lion's share of dealing with kids and homeschooling and everything like that has fallen to the woman who maybe also has a demanding job and is managing, you know, working as well as the school, the schoolwork with the children, as well as helping the kids with their mental health and well-being and taking on a lot of that. And I think that also women probably have used their friendships and their connections and meeting up with each other as a really strong form of their own self-care and something that they do to download, to feel connected to their friends, to be able to go and do that. So when they've suddenly got an increase in the pressure of what they need to do in a day and a decrease in their outlets of their coping mechanisms of catching up with their friends, doing their exercise classes together, doing all of those kind of things together, you then find that there is less outlet for the support that they have, and then perhaps that's why they're then reaching for alcohol as a way to switch off, unwind, relax at the end of the day after another very stressful day of managing all those different things.
Look, it makes sense, and unfortunately we're in another lockdown here at the moment in New South Wales. Sarah, any tips and tricks on how people can deal with it this time around without maybe reaching for the drink?
Yeah, and I'm finding that lots of the ladies I'm working with this time, they did end up drinking more last time, and they saw the impact that had on their mental health, and they've gone, right, I don't want to do that again this time. I need to put some support in place. So the number one thing is connection, being supported with other women who are on that same journey. I've got a Facebook group called the Women's Wellbeing Collective. It's completely free that women can join just to feel like they're going through something alongside others who are supporting them. So connection is key. Number two is immerse yourself in some of the books and the podcasts that are out there that talk about sobriety. that talk about living life alcohol-free and that can really be inspiring hearing other people's journeys of how they've overcome anxiety, stress, overwhelm, and all of that by removing alcohol and starting to put in some other things. So meditation is absolutely brilliant at the end of the day if we're feeling really stressed and overwhelmed. Instead of reaching for wine, which might be a really good quick fix, but at 3 o'clock in the morning when we wake up with the insomnia that often alcohol can cause, and then not feeling that great, and then the hangover the next day, meditation is brilliant for just soothing the nervous system and just being able to calm down that little bit. Getting out for a walk, phoning a friend, having a chat, even alcohol-free wine. There is so much available now in terms of alcohol-free drinks that can give you that feeling, that ritual of, okay, it's the end of the day, I'm having a nice drink, but it just doesn't have the alcohol content in it.
Sarah, some amazing tips. Thank you so much for your insight. Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.